Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long. It's Memorial Weekend, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Happy days. Happy good morning. If you're listening to me right now, you're into Voice for Veterans. Premier show coming out of Paradise. And Paradise means right now, Florida. And we want to thank everybody in the state of Florida, but also in the state of the world. Because you can listen to us right now 24/7. WVETOnlineRadio.com, anywhere in the world. And we want you to know we are the voice for veterans. Voice for veterans and their families. Voice for veterans and their brats, young people, or their sidekicks, the people who supported them all the way. And this shout out goes out to not only our English speaking, but those who tune in to us with WVET Latin, Carlos Cali. We want to say thank you to all of those who listen in, and we do appreciate you. I have a lady who's going to be coming on in just a few minutes just to talk about Memorial Day, what it stands for, when did it start, why we still observe it. And her name is Angela B. If you want to be able to tell somebody in the Florida area or around the country about who you are, it's WVETOnlineRadio.com, Voice for Veterans. Check on us. See what we can do to help you wherever you are, if you're a veteran or a veteran business. That means if you just happen to be one of those that say, I'd love to be able to help veterans out. How can I do it? It's called We Support Vets Too. So stay with us. American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, WVET Latin, Vibes Radio One, our Caribbean connection. And don't forget, coming early this summer, WVET UK. And that will be starting with a show called Caribbean Concord. Watch for it. Be right back.
While the first commemorative Memorial Day event wasn't held in the United States until the late 19th century, the practice of honoring those who have fallen in battle dates back to thousands of years. The ancient Greeks and the Romans held annual days of remembrance for loved ones, including soldiers, each year, forbearing their graves with flowers and holding public festival and feasts in their honor. The Athenian public funerals for fallen soldiers were held after each battle, with a reminding of the dead, the remains of the dead, on display for the public mourning before the funeral procession took them to their internment in the Cantheum, one of the city's most prestigious cemetery. One first known public tribute to war dead was back in 431 BC, where ancient generals and statesmen practiced delivering a funeral oratorium praising the sacrifices and the valor of those dead in the Pisanian War. The speech that some have prepared in tombs for Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg Address. This is Angela B. wishing everybody a happy Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy. Bye.
Thank you, Angela B. We appreciate that. That's a little bit of the history of what Memorial Day stands for. It is honoring the fallen soldiers. Of course, in America now, we honor the fallen soldiers, we put flags on graves, we thank everybody, and we still are going to carry this regular session every Memorial Day. Of course, it's always around the same time, the end of May or the 1st of June. Right. So look for it. And we're going to thank Angela B. for her commentary. And look for Angela B. everywhere you can. Bye, Angela.
Bye. Take care. So long. Happy Memorial Weekend.
Happy Memorial Weekend.
Also to my soldiers and my family, happy Memorial Weekend to you. My dad, Richard Thomas, he was a great soldier for the Army.
Well, we want to thank you, and especially for your dad. My dad was too. So we're going to be grateful nowadays because we realize that we're still carrying their legacy on as well.
That is true.
It's Angela B., soon to be on the Concorde. I got you.
Yes, you did. The Caribbean Concorde with Angela B.
Angela B, Caribbean Concorde. Look for it not only here, but on Bias Radio as well. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. So long. Bye.
Welcome, and thank you for being here and caring about our veterans, caring about our military members and their families. It's you're doing this is really exciting to me, and seeing how many of you are really interested in what we are doing. I'm going to give you like a real blanket approach to culture. I was driving along in the car one day, and there was a debate on the radio. And the premise of the debate was, can women make good managers? And as soon as I heard that, I was angry. Because, I mean, yes and no. And do men make good managers? Yes and no, because it's really up to the individual. So we can talk about, in general, what are female characteristics, in general, what are male characteristics, but they are not going to apply to each individual because we are all individuals. And it's the same thing with military culture. We have certain things that connect us together and certain things that make us similar to each other, but we are also individuals. And so we also have different characteristics and different things that we do. So I'm just going to give you a real basic idea of it. I'm not going to tell you we even have subcultures within the military, and we tease each other and make fun of each other in the various services. So understand that this is just a generalized thing. The other thing I'm going to talk to you about before we get going, and this still applies, but not as much so as it used to, are Vietnam era veterans and prior. Many of them joined because they were drafted. They did not join willingly. Well, they served their country and they did the honorable thing, but they were not cut out of the same fabric. Now, some of those adopted our characteristics. Others did not. And so when you are talking to somebody who's 65 or older, and I know that that's not necessarily the pool that you're most normally looking at, but when you are dealing with folks that are 65 and older, you're going to find that maybe they don't fit in this mold a little bit, or if you know somebody who is that. So I just give that caveat. But also understand that after 1973, everybody who puts on the uniform of this country has done so voluntarily. So it's not, we are not doing so against our will. We're doing it because we actually like it, at least going in. Once there, sometimes that changes. Slide, please. I do have to, and that's not forwarding, is it? All right, well, the next slide that you would have seen, if it was working, is a disclaimer. And what I have to tell you, and this is what our military lawyers tell me, is I have to tell you that the views expressed here are not those of the United States government. They are not the views of the United States Army or of the Maine Army National Guard, and therefore it'll be much more interesting. What we're going to talk about today is it's kind of broken down into, well, normally what I do is I give you kind of an overview, and then I'll talk a little bit about resources, and then I'll talk a little bit about statistics. We alter that a little bit for you folks as employers, because what we're going to do is we're going to show you all the many, many reasons why it is a good idea to hire a military person or a former military person. Just quickly, how many of you in here have served in the military? Okay. So, Otto already stole my joke about slowing it down for certain services. But I will tell, for those of you who are in the military, just so you know, if you're in the Army, the latrine is down the hall and after the stairs and to the left. If you're in the Navy, the Marine Corps, or the Coast Guard, the head is down the hall and down the stairs and to the left. And if you're in the Air Force, I'm sorry, we couldn't afford a hotel room.
Well, I want to thank everybody for continuing to listen. And I especially want to thank Miss Angela B, because she did tell you a little bit of something about why Memorial Day means something from long ago. Stay with us as we continue with this program. Part of what I promised everybody I'm going to do right now, and that is always reach out to the resources. Veterans Crisis Line. It's your call. Confidential help for veterans and their families. It still works. You can call them anytime you need it, and especially over this Memorial Day, if you're having those feelings, there is a place to call. 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. And if for some reason you can't get through, you can always go online, WVETOnlineRadio.com, and check resources. A couple of other resources I'd like to mention would be, first, mentalhealth.va.gov. Number two, myhealthyvet.va.gov. And one other one, because I always think of this, Memorial Certificate Program at cnt.va.gov, pmc.asp. Please, you can find it here. And this is our Memorial Weekend thank you to our veterans show. And I have somebody who's a dear friend, been around a long time, this Angie Ryan. She's one of those people that came down at the panhandle for FEMA and stayed a long time. And she just wants to thank us. Angie, hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Keith. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
We're doing good. And I want you to always keep us in your prayers.
I most definitely will. And I usually do.
Amen. Tell them. Go ahead.
I wanted to just personally take the time to say thank you to the vets and the men and women, young women and old, that sacrificed their lives for us to be here and have the freedom that we do have. Please let us not take advantage of this. Let us remember who they are. They've worked with us in Panama City, Florida. We've worked with them in the Panhandle, and they were just great to be able to assist people. Let us assist them also. Let's not leave our veterans out there. Take them in, pray for them, and always, always assist them whenever you can.
Angie, thank you so much for that. And I know how much they assisted in the rebuilding of the Panhandle, which has been devastated in the last few years. You know, so
yes, they did.
We appreciate Angie. Now you stay good, keep working, and we'll stay in touch. Many blessings.
Okay, great. No, actually, we're good. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, ladies, that was Angie Ryan. She worked in the Panhandle and helped a lot of people rebuild after those devastating hurricanes and floods that came through. She stayed and did her part and utilized a lot of veterans in the rebuilding. So special thank you to Angie. And I hope you all wrote down some of those things that come with, and we know what it's called. Again, those are very, very important resources for our veterans. And we're going to spend a lot more time over the next 6 months making sure that our resources expand and that we can make sure that if you have some need, you can come to WVETOnlineRadio.com, check on resources, and find something maybe that can help you. And you can always come back again and again and again. So stay tuned. And if you are in the St. Petersburg area, it's 96.7 FM Sunshine Radio. Keith, the boss of the beach, and this is Voice for Veterans.
Some veterans bear visible signs of their service, a missing limb, a jagged scar, a certain look in the eye. Others may carry the evidence inside them, a pin holding a bone together, a piece of shrapnel in the leg, or perhaps another sort of inner steel, the soul's ally forged in the refinery of adversity. Except in parades, however, the men and women who have kept America safe wear no badge or emblem. You can't tell a vet just by looking. But what is a vet? He is the cop on the beat who spent 6 months in Saudi Arabia sweating 2 gallons a day, making sure the armored personnel carriers didn't run out of fuel. He is the barroom loudmouth, dumber than 5 wooden planks, whose overgrown frat boy behavior is outweighed 100 times in the cosmic scales by 4 hours of exquisite bravery near the 38th parallel. She or he is the nurse who fought against futility and went to sleep sobbing every night for 2 solid years in Da Nang. He is the POW who went away one person and came back another, or didn't come back at all. He is the Quantico drill instructor who has never seen combat but has saved countless lives by turning slouchy, no-account rednecks and gang members into Marines and teaching them to watch each other's backs. He is the parade-riding legionnaire who pins on his ribbons and medals with a prosthetic hand. He is the career quartermaster who watches the ribbons and medals pass him by. He is the 3 anonymous heroes in the Tomb of the Unknowns, whose presence at the Arlington National Cemetery must forever preserve the memory of all the anonymous heroes whose valor dies unrecognized with them on the battlefield or in the ocean's sunless deep. He is the old guy bagging groceries at the supermarket, palsied now and aggravatingly slow, who helped liberate a Nazi death camp and who wishes all day long that his wife were still alive to hold him when the nightmares come. He is the ordinary and yet extraordinary human being, the person who offered some of his life's most vital years in service to his country, and who sacrificed his ambitions so that others would not have to sacrifice theirs. He is a soldier and a savior and a sword against the darkness. He is nothing more than the finest, greatest testimony on behalf of the finest, greatest nation ever known. So remember, each time you see someone who has served our country, just lean over and say thank you. That's all most people need, and in most cases it will mean more than any medals they could have been awarded or were awarded. 2 little words that can mean so much. Thank you. It is the soldier, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the soldier, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the soldier, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to demonstrate. It is the soldier who salutes the flag, who serves beneath the flag, whose coffin is draped by the flag.
Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this special show. And again, we were trying to reach out to our esteemed Charlie Chris. They have a bunch of activities, and they said for me to just say thank you from Charlie Chris's office. He's always supported our veterans, his team with Gresham Faulkner. We always want to salute them, because they work so hard. I wanted to say thank you to all of us in the state of Florida who are acknowledging Memorial Day and placing their flags around the state. I want to give a special shout out, of course, to our esteemed Governor DeSantis for his continued support for veterans throughout the state. He's always stepped up to the plate, and we want to thank him. And again, Governor DeSantis, thank you for your continued support for this state. Don't forget, tune in. We are here, WVETOnlineRadio.com, Voice for Veterans. Participation in this week's show. Look for us the rest of the summer. If you're in the St. Pete area, we broadcast locally St. Pete Radio and Sunshine 96.7. There are 2 shows that I want you all to pay attention to if you like podcasts. Political Party, Adam Smith, Richie Floyd podcast. You can turn in, of course, to Radio St. Pete and pick it up. And the second one that I really enjoy is Wellness Notes from Dacine Valerio. Don't forget, we made everything good for this portion of paradise with WVET Voice for Veterans and other quality programming that comes with this radio station. Don't forget, if you're in the Florida area, look for the Tampa Bay Gulf Beaches guide map at AAA and ride the streets of paradise. Again, thank you for tuning in. Special thanks go out, of course, to our Wounded Warrior partners and American Veterans Alliance. All right, this is WVETOnlineRadio.com, Voice for Veterans, and we're now on 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Enjoy it and tell your friends. Tune in. And this weekend, take a moment, take a flag to a grave. When we opened the show, we opened it with Taps for Memorial Day. Now, a little bit more history of that great trumpeter song, Taps. Right now, presented by the Duke, John Wayne.
It was July in Virginia. The scent of the dogwood and the laurel lay heavy on the land, while the burgeoning fruit of the peach and the apple marked the full sway of summer. For 7 fateful days, the trees, the flowers, yes, the very ground itself, had shuddered under the roar of cannon, bark of howitzers, and the crackling of a legion of rifles. Now all was silent. The sledgehammer blows of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson had mauled the Army of the Potomac, and yet that army was not destroyed. 7,000 men had fallen in that dreadful week, and the savagery of the conflict was grimly evident in the river of wounded that wound through the green hills. Now a new sound drifted in the soft evening sky. For Colonel Dan Butterfield, a courageous and able soldier, was also a man of music. To honor his fallen comrades, he had composed a simple and heart-rending melody. On July 2nd, in the year of 1862, its strains floated over the graves that scarred the dark Virginia earth. It has been more than 100 years since that sound was born, but those notes have never died away. Every night of the year, throughout the world, fighting men of America from the north and the south, the east and the west, close their eyes in sleep to its call. And in each of their hearts, there glows a fierce surge of pride.
what a great, great, great story on the history of TAPS. This is WVETOnlineRadio.com, and we want to say thank you for tuning in. And guess what? This weekend, I'm going to be downtown Orlando Carnival, supporting our veterans and all of the Caribbean community. Join us if you get a chance. See you downtown Orlando Carnival. Let's all go out and support our fallen soldiers. My shout goes out to all of those families who will be visiting cemeteries. Join us. 96.7 FM, WVET Online Radio, Voice for Veterans. This weekend, let's honor our veterans and make sure that they're buried with dignity. If you tune in to WVET, you got it made in the sun or in the shade. More to come next week. Over and out. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.